Restaurants, gyms, hair salons, and countless other businesses shut their doors in March to slow the initial spread of COVID-19. Now it's November, and all sectors of the economy continue to struggle during this ongoing economic crisis. But what exactly does the Athens economy look like right now? And what can we expect to see in the upcoming winter months? David Bradley, the president and CEO of the Athens Area Chamber of Commerce, is with me to answer some of these questions. Welcome back to Athens News Matters, David.
Oh, Chris, it's my pleasure.
Well, it's been over 6 months since the pandemic hit. Can you tell us how the Athens economy is managing after such a long period of financial struggle?
One way you can measure the economic vitality of the community is in retail sales. Many of us would have thought that retail sales would be down 20 to 30%. It'd be disastrous. Retail sales are really only down 2 to 3 to 4%. So what that tells you is that we really are in a K recovery where some business sectors like home improvement, grocery stores, they are having their best years ever. Yet the business sectors that are the most apt to fall prey to the economy, those sectors, they're the downside of that K.
Mm.
A real promising step was when students came back in August. So it gave a little bit of hope. The next significant step was when football came back. So those are significant steps to move forward. But when you compare it to what we would have had this time last year, we probably had that our retail, restaurant, and hospitality industry has suffered to the tunes of probably $200 million. A lot of those are independently owned and operated, and you're still just waiting on the edge for some hope, for some more people to walk through that door, or for another round of emergency relief.
Well, you mentioned students. I want to talk a little bit more about that. You know, they contribute significantly to the Athens economy, and they've been ordered to stay off campus from Thanksgiving until January. How might this impact Athens' fourth quarter?
It's going to be hard. It's going to be yet another punch to the gut for most all of the businesses, you know, downtown, but all the small businesses in town. Frankly, it's probably the right call to make. But Chris, I'm going to tell you, it has to be a wake-up call for us as Athenians. It's so imperative on us to keep in mind the folks who have invested their dreams and their life savings and that continue to get a punch to the gut over which they have no control. So we are getting ready to start a campaign to shop local Athens. Your Ath depends on it. Spending our money locally this year is the most important way to keep it going, particularly now that students aren't going to be around. The other thing that I would say that there's a hope for is the next round of Paycheck Protection Program funding.
You know, you speak about the federal funding, but I also know the ACC government has allocated some resiliency funds to assist small businesses and nonprofits. How's that program working out?
That has worked out really well. The joint development agreement was set up between Athens-Clarke County government and the city of Winterville. So, you know, Athens-Clarke County really has stepped up pretty substantially.
I feel like it's just so much gloom and doom, and yet you've brought some hope with some of your thoughts and some of the questions that I'm asking and what you're telling us has got me feeling like it's going to be tough, but there's some ways we can help. Can you describe one or two locally owned businesses that have been particularly innovative in adjusting to the pandemic before we go?
The Brassers at Escape the Space Escape Room. So they developed a virtual escape room that we ran our staff through, and it was magnificent. And so much so that I wound up doing it virtually with friends from across the country. And that's a part of their module that they will continue to run forever. You know, this is not so much of what a private business has done, but we need to give credit to Athens-Clarke County government. They have taken small little parklets or streetlets or whatever you want to call them and closed them up in streets that didn't have much traffic but could also be used to have outside seating for local restaurants. And they've been really imaginative about how to do that in ways that will stick around for a long time.
David Bradley is the CEO and president of the Athens Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.